Back when he was at university in 2013, Gabby Lewis and his friend Greg ordered two boxes filled with 2,000 crickets to their dorm room, with the idea of turning them, somehow, into nutritious snacks that also tasted good. Well, lo and behold, their company EXO now makes super popular protein bars made with cricket flour. But what went wrong in those early days? And can they ever convince the world to embrace insects? This is Eureka. I'm Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week we bring you one entrepreneur story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, Gabby tells the story of EXO.
I definitely always thought I'd be an entrepreneur at some point in my life, but I was one of those kids that told myself I'd go into banking or consulting for a couple of years, gain quote-unquote experience, and then launch a company a few years later. But this idea basically presented itself to me, and the timing was just perfect, so I proceeded straight out of college. I was obsessed with nutrition and fitness. I was playing rugby for the university. I was doing some competitive powerlifting at the time and got very deep into the science of nutrition, started exploring lots of different protein sources and realized that almost every protein source comes with a really serious drawback. Whether it's animal protein, which is pretty good quality protein but terrible for the environment, very inefficient, produces lots of greenhouse gases, or it's plant-based proteins, which might be more sustainable, but they're, generally speaking, worse quality proteins. And so I was kind of looking around for some kind of silver bullet of protein. And one of my university roommates said to me, "Why don't you look at bugs?" And of course, I laughed the first time I heard that, just like anybody else does when they hear the idea of eating insects, at least in the US or in Europe. I started learning more and more about it and realized that there's actually amazing reasons to eat insects. So they're incredibly nutritionally dense, high in protein, but also iron, calcium, B vitamins, and they're incredibly environmentally sustainable. So you can raise insects indoors, take up very little space, require very little feed, water, and land. So from whatever your perspective, whether it's your own individual nutrition or environmental concerns, it makes a ton of sense to eat bugs. 80% of the countries in the world actually consume bugs on a regular basis, whether it's grasshoppers in Mexico, or beetles in China, so very common practice worldwide. It's really just Europe and the US that thinks it's a little bit strange. So I was first exposed to it in the Ecuadorian Amazon, where I ate something called jungle bacon. And I still don't know quite what jungle bacon is. That was their best attempt at a translation. It was pretty gross, so it wasn't a good start for my insect eating, but it definitely planted that initial idea. And so a few years later, when I was reintroduced to this idea of eating insects, along with all the amazing benefits of doing so, it kind of sparked that memory. My college roommate who first said to me, "Why don't you look at insects?" He then became my co-founder. We started calling cricket farms. So we learned that there are actually already a bunch of cricket farms that existed in the US, primarily to serve the fishing bait industry. And so we started calling these farms and we said to them, "Are your crickets suitable for human consumption?" And 11 of the 12 laughed at us. And one of the 12 said, "Yeah, I actually cook with crickets all the time." And so he was our guy. We ordered 2,000 live crickets. And they came in shoebox-sized containers of 1,000 crickets each, chirping to our house on Brown University's campus. We turned those crickets into protein powder through a bit of a messy process and then made our first batch of cricket protein bars. We thought we'd lowered the standard of the consumer a little bit. We had a party, invited some friends over, gave them these energy bars towards the end of the night and when they were all hungry and looking for something to eat. And they loved them. So the next day we got a little bit more serious, made some more samples, took them to a farmer's market. It raised the bar a little bit for the consumer feedback. And the day after that, we took them to a CrossFit gym. And again, just got more feedback. And everybody loved the product. But more than that, they loved the idea. And when you tell someone who's never before thought about this idea of eating insects, when you tell them all the reasons for doing so, there's this amazing light bulb moment where they just realize, why haven't we been doing this previously? It makes so much sense in every level. And it's amazing to see. The biggest hurdle is 100% the psychological hurdle that we're trying to get over here in convincing people that eating insects is aspirational and proving that we weren't just crazy for thinking that Americans would buy insects. So we decided that we had to prove the concept on a larger scale, and to do that we launched a Kickstarter campaign. Firstly, had to attract some talent to lend a bit of legitimacy to these two college kids who'd never founded a business. And so we were able to attract an amazing chef to join our team called Kyle Connaughton, who is previously head chef at a restaurant called The Fat Duck in England, number one restaurant in the world during his time there. So he joined our team. We made the product on a large scale for the first time and then launched a Kickstarter campaign to try and pre-sell some of these bars. And we sold $56,000 worth of these bars before we'd even made them, which was an amazing idea at the time, but then we realized we actually had to make these bars, and that turned out to be a lot harder than we thought it would be. Our business is basically a marketing problem. It's how do you convince people to eat crickets? And that's the question we ask ourselves every day. And we haven't found the perfect answer yet. We're just iterating and playing with different things. And you find that emphasizing different benefits of eating crickets appeals to different people. So some people are all about the sustainability component and the idea that eating crickets can save our environment and reduce meat consumption is an amazing thing for lots of people, but plenty of consumers just don't care about that, and all they care about is the amino acid composition of their protein and whether it's going to increase muscle synthesis after their bodybuilding workout. So we're trying lots of different messages and finding that they each resonate with different consumers. We want to make insects a mainstream protein source alongside beef, chicken, soy, and everything else. We're not trying to replace beef. We're not, you know, we're not angry at all the beef farmers telling them that everyone's going to stop eating steaks. We just want to introduce one more viable option to introduce some more diversity into the food system. So the cricket question, whether to put a cricket on the wrapper, that's our first interview question for every new hire. And we actually don't have the answer. There's no right answer. We just like to hear how people think about it. At the very beginning, we designed clean, minimalist packaging, which said made with cricket protein, but didn't have any kind of imagery, nothing to trigger this disgust reflex, which is what we're trying to avoid. You know, if you're having a Big Mac, you don't want a picture of a cow on it, so why would you want a picture of a cricket when you're eating a cricket bar? What we've realized more recently is that people are reading about our product, they're hearing it on podcasts, and then they go into a store and they have no idea which is the cricket bar because all the bars look the same. So now we're revisiting that branding question, and we're trying to figure out how do we embrace the crickets in a smart and minimalist way that brings it to the forefront but doesn't have a cartoon image of a cricket all across the packaging. Well, the stresses are our own stresses, which is nice, so there's never any kind of external stress. We try and make as many mistakes as we can, but make each mistake only once. We have run out of product many, many, many times. Sometimes due to overwhelming demand, which is obviously a good reason. Other times due to mistakes we've made in forecasts or planning. We have made hiring mistakes, which are the most painful. The first hire I made was the wrong hire, and she ended up moving to New York for the job. And it was great for a few months, and then we realized that it was the wrong decision. It was entirely my fault. It was the wrong hiring decision. Nothing that she did wrong. So that was a painful mistake. But we learn. So any problem is a problem that we believe is a problem or we believe is worth solving. There's nobody telling us to go and do something that we don't think should be done. I love it.
Gabby Lewis there on how he and his co-founder Greg launched the insect protein bar EXO from their dorm room. Make sure to tune into Eureka number 21 next Friday. And of course, tune into The Entrepreneurs every Wednesday at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Weidong Lin. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. We'll see you then.